Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
I see, according to a survey carried out for Virgin Media, some 70% of Irish people will spend up to 6 hours watching television on Christmas Day. 12% of people will watch more than 6 hours of television on Christmas Day. And 91% of people will choose to watch Christmas content on television. And of course, this is all happening when the nights are long, the days are short, the winter solstice beckons. I think it's happening, is it tomorrow?
Yes.
Or there, but no, Friday.
2 days.
Friday. Yeah. We have a Christmas special that day. Anyway, with me in studio are critics John Boland of the Irish Independent and Tara Loughry-Grant, RTE radio producer. Now, you've been looking at what's coming. John, you're taking a slightly more long-term view, but Tara Loughry-Grant, what's coming up? What are the big must-sees this Christmas?
Well, Christmas evening is going to be one of those times where, obviously, when you're just maybe had your snooze, you've overeaten, you're relaxing, hopefully putting the feet up, but you wake up just in time for the Young Offenders Christmas special. That's on Christmas, well, it's on December 23rd on BBC, but on Christmas Day on RT1 at 10:35. What are the langers, what are the lads up to? Well, Jock and Connor have got a lot to on their hands because Permaraid ends up in hospital in a very unusual scenario. There's a clip and little preview that you can have a look at if you're a big fan. And also in it this year, Robert Sheehan. Do you remember him from Love, Hate?
I do indeed, yeah.
He's making an appearance in it. So Peter Foote, the director and writer, has been very busy getting that all together for Christmas.
And then if you want something more traditional, I suppose, on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, there's some gorgeous things on. Mary Kennedy, it's become a part of a staple in our house. Firstly, there's the as you're getting ready, you know, when you're running around and the preparations are high, nice tunes and music to have on in the background. So first you have Pat Short's music, Christmas music from the telly. That's from 6:20 and that's on RT1. And it's gorgeous because he goes through the archives again, about 50 years of archives, to pick all the Christmassy numbers that you could want. So whether you're getting stuff in the turkey or whether you're wrapping a few presents, that's good to have in the background. And then as a little bit of a treat later on, Mary Kennedy. I love it. Have you ever seen this one, John?
Which one?
The Mary
that?
Kennedy's Carols from the Castle. It's just exactly what you expect Christmas to look like on Christmas Eve at 9:20. So she's there with the gorgeous RTE Concert Orchestra, lots of lovely guests. You have the likes of Colin McInerney, love him, love his fiddle playing, and also Dubliner John Sheehan. Johnny Logan's in there, and as I said, the RTE Concert Orchestra, oh, who we have to mention, are also working with, we were just told, with the Young Offenders. So we have to mention they're the RTE.
They're very busy people,
they're
because
so
they're
busy
working with us for Friday, and I can tell you, yeah, we have something really special.
Oh, do you?
Well,
good. Oh, I love your
only
Christmas
for the moment
music.
I'm not saying anymore.
Okay.
John, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the new year more than that. I'm looking forward to RTE's new, ambitious new drama, Resistance, made by the same people who made Rebellion in 2016. It'll treat the War of Independence and the events leading up to Bloody Sunday in 1920 and the aftermath of that. I'm hoping it'll be a little less soap opera-ish, which Rebellion tended to be in 2016. And more gritty and more firmly grounded in events. But it's an ambitious 5-part series.
Rebellion did look beautiful, but yeah, I think you're right with the soap.
So, John, do you sort of forego the opportunity to watch television over Christmas, or do you take a more sort of...
I switch off over the Christmas. I've two lunatic little granddaughters now, anyway, who'll be occupying me for most of the Christmas, but... I tend to take a break for a week or so and look forward to the new year.
Tara, you've noted something here, and I think it's almost like a contradiction in terms. Les Mis, as perhaps we've never seen it before, without music. That's a BBC effort.
Do you know what? And I love Les Mis. I mean, what's not to love? I was kind of resisting it for years until I went to see it. I love it. But I also I get frustrated sometimes. I mean, I love opera as well. I get frustrated sometimes when you look at the surtitles and what they've actually sang beautifully to each other was Shut the Door. And very mundane every day, and you want to concentrate on the grittiness of the drama. So for anyone else who feels like that, this production looks amazing. It's a 6-part series. It's not completely without music. It's the undertone is there, but the focus is on the amazing plot of Victor Hugo's 1862 novel. The likes of Dominic West, or he's going to be in there, he's going to play Jean Valjean. Then you have Lily Collins, she of To the Bone, brilliant actress. She's going to play Fantine, the just gamine, beautiful, very, very important role, the poignant role in that. Olivia Colman, love her. Very strong actress. And she's going to be in there playing Madame Thénardier. Did I pronounce
that
correctly?
So that starts on the 30th of December.
And
on
also
BBC
David
One.
Oyelowo is going to be Javert.
Yeah, John, you have other series, yeah, be they three-parters or four-parters or
yeah, starting on BBC One early January is The War of the Worlds. This will be hopefully rather unlike the Steven Spielberg 2005 version in which Tom Cruise and his little boy single-handedly had to do battle with all these aliens. This is setting it in the Victorian era, Victorian Edwardian era in London that H.G. Wells wrote about. So it's supposed to try and recreate that period when the novel was very terrifying. It'll have Ralph Spall in it. It'll have Eleanor Tomlinson and Robert Carlyle. So it's three-parter, and it looks like it could be spectacular.
Something else I gather you're keeping an eye out for, there's an Irish name here, Sharon Horgan.
Sharon Horgan is back with Catastrophe, the third season of Catastrophe, which has been brilliant for the first two seasons on Channel 4, of this couple whose marriage hasn't really suited them. Sharon Horgan was also co-author of one of the best RTE comedies this year, which was Women on the Verge, with a super centre performance by Kerry Condon. So she basically can do no wrong.
She and Rob Delaney in Catastrophe are just spectacular together. Her writing, their acting, it's brilliant.
I have to bring you back, though, to the Christmas films, because we need to talk about some of those
as well. There's some brilliant things, I mean, as well, for family things that are happening. I mean, you have I love the Zoo. The kids and myself, there are very few real family programmes now, and the Zoo is one of them, where you can sit down together. The Zoo are doing a winter special. So Beast from the East, right back then, when the rest of us it was batting down the hatches, the animals still needed to be fed. The staff got there throughout all weathers to make sure that they were looked after. So what they did then was RT filmed the documentary about how they did that. And we're going to see that. And that's going to be on December 27th at 6:20. Angela's Christmas is another gorgeous one. This is on Netflix now. And it's got Ruth Naga. It's an animated 30-minute film. It's on now. You can have a look at it.
Yeah, made by Brown Bag, the Irish company. Yes.
I mean, they're just so talented. Yeah. They're just really, really great. And they're out there, stalwarts in the scene, in animation worldwide, standard-wise, and up for Oscar nominations.
And one of the voiceovers is from Malik McCord.
Yes.
Brother of Frank McCord, who wrote the original
book.
That's
a special one, you know. And again, there's lots of other ones. I mean, you've got then for the older adults in the family, of course, you have Mrs. Brown's Boys, and Angus McAnally from This Parish is going to be in it this year. Did you hear that?
I didn't know that.
So that's Christmas Day, 10 o'clock, and then New Year's Eve, RT1, and then it's at different times over in the BBC. But
you're a Mrs. Brown's Boys fan.
I'm not a fan. I mean, I can see its appeal. I mean, the critics normally get terribly sniffy about it. It's just, it's a bizarre mix of...
The punters love it.
Of sort of filth and pantomime, you know.
Billy Connolly?
Oh, I love him. Can I tell you a really fast, tiny story about Billy Connolly? Billy, we used to go on our holidays in Donegal every year, and then sometimes the place was empty. We used to go into this gastro pub. The place was empty. For some reason, it's from 7 o'clock till 7:30 every evening. It was jammed. And my dad asked, how come? And he said, we play a Billy Connolly video. So from 7... So from a young age, one of 12 kids, we all were in there watching this. I don't know how appropriate it was, certain parts of it was, but I love him. And now we're
getting happy hour.
I never understood. The place just got really busy. Everyone laughed and then they went home.
It'll be quite poignant maybe, because he is getting quite old.
He is. And he also has, is it Parkinson's that he has?
Yeah, he was the funniest stand-up I think I've ever seen.
Me too.
In his heyday in the 70s and 80s.
The 28th of December, that's going to be on BBC Two, 9 o'clock.
John, some other ones down a little further into the future to look forward to?
Yeah, there's a new one from Sally Wainwright, the marvellous writer of Happy Valley.
Yes.
Who's come up with an 8-part period drama called Gentleman Jack, which starts early in the new year. This is about a 19th century Yorkshire woman, Anne Lister, who was a landowner, an adventurer, and a very outspoken lesbian for the time. Saran Jones, who was terrific in the rather batty series Dr. Foster, is playing this woman, and it's BBC are certainly flagging it as one of their main dramas early in the new year.
And there's a thing called The Singapore Grip.
The Singapore Grip is from J.G. Farrell's novel, the Irish novelist. It was written as a kind of satirical novel in the late 70s, and it's about colonialism. It's about a British colonial family in Singapore with huge trading interests, and then the Japanese invade, and it's about their fortunes after they invade.
Sean, a couple of other things I'm going to be looking at over Christmas, bring this back to that. December 27th, you've got Liveline Callback. Of course, I'm going to be definitely watching that one, but also Bird Box on Netflix is coming on December 21st. I cannot wait. I'm literally crossing off the dates.
That's Friday night.
Yeah, it's great. So Sandra Bullock is going to be in this new drama, and I'm not normally a sci-fi or hurry type at all. But the way this works is, it's you. Everyone's going around blindfolded, because if you see something which is unknown, your biggest fears happen and it leads to death. Mm-hmm. So she's going around trying to save her children blindfolded through the world. So that's another one. And then Top of the Pops and Christmas Day, all the biggest hits of the year. That's another family one.
Yeah, and so 12:30. TG Carr has some interesting stuff as well.
You know what, Cora Staunton, I missed this brilliant documentary. You've seen it, John.
Yes,
there's a chance
good.
For us all to see it. She's a rock star.
Where she went out to Australia to play Aussie Rules.
Yes, and learn how
and
to
she
play.
Had this really charismatic mentor out there, and it was a really involving documentary.
She's one of the first GAA women to write an autobiography. She won Sports Book of the Year with the Anne Post Awards. She's just, as I said, a rock star. She's a great role model, and I miss that doc, and I'm going to see it on December 27, TG Carr.
Also coming up is a new series of Better Call Saul, one of my favourite series of all times. That's coming up sometime in the year.
Netflix.
On Netflix, which will be the last season with Saul. Jimmy McGill finally gone over to the dark side. Fargo is coming back. It was badly missed last year. This will be the fourth season of Fargo. I think it's even better than the original movie. And this is set in the 1950s Kansas. And it's about a turf war between an African-American criminal syndicate and an Italian one.
And you've a couple as well, sort of famous names again from the past, Rory Gallagher and Phil Lynott.
Oh, listen, my brother Austin loved Rory Gallagher, so I'm going to get to see this Irish tour in 1974 when I wasn't even born.
TG Carr.
Yes, that's TG Carr. That's December 30th. Phil Lynott, love the sound of this one. Scaelta Own Old Town. Another, this is an RT one. And the thing is, he made the video for Old Town, right, back in 1982. So this is going to be about the making of that. And his mum's going to be in it, Philomena, giving an interview, and also Brush Shields and his Thin Lizzy bandmate.
Sounds like it's going to be an absolute hit. John, your highlight of TV for 2018?
Last night I'm mourning the passing of Mr. Mercedes, starring Brendan Gleeson, based on Stephen King novels. I just thought it was sensationally good. It's a complete mystery to me why this isn't a big series and why it hasn't been shown on major channels in England or America, but RTE2 grabbed it and I thought it was my highlight of the year.
Oh my God, you totally threw me under the bus, John. Try to pick one from all of them. One thing I did love, and I'm trying to even remember, was it from this year? It feels like ages ago, was Mindhunters.
Mindhunter was very good.
Lovely.
Yes.
Actually, you can mention Lifeline Callback.
Hey, Lifeline Callback.
Now that you're
best
working there.
Ever.
Look, we leave it there for now. Thank you both indeed for coming in. Tara Loughery-Grant, RT radio producer with Lifeline, and previously head of Lifestyle Digital elsewhere in the forest, and John Boland, TV critic with the Independent News and Media. Thank you indeed. Happy Christmas to you now.
Happy
just
Christmas.
After 11 o'clock, time to go to the newsroom again and to Tommy Maskell.